As we have heard, the apocryphal book of Sirach, also called Ben Sirach or Ecclesiasticus, contains a hymn to the ancestors of the Jews. For several chapters, this hymn lists various famous ancestors and praises their accomplishments. We only heard the beginning, and right at the beginning of the hymn, it mentions those children of Israel of whom there is no memory. So let me repeat a few of the verses in chapter 44 in a slightly older translation. Let us now sing the praises of famous men, our ancestors in their generations. The Lord apportioned to them great glory, His majesty from the beginning. There were those who ruled in their kingdoms and made a name for themselves in their valor. Then some of them have left behind a name, so that others declare their praise. But of others there is no memory. They have perished as though they had never existed. They have become as though they had never been born, they and their children after them. But these also were godly men whose righteous deeds have not been forgotten. The letter to the Hebrews also mentions the many faithful children of Israel, many of whom suffered but lived in faith. And so I thought I would write a letter to those ancestors in the faith of whom there is no memory. These are not people mentioned specifically in the Bible or any inscriptions. But we know that they have lived through archaeology, biblical studies, and history. We do not know their exact experiences, but we know something of their faithfulness. So here is the letter to those children of Israel of whom there is no memory. We want to remember you today, though we do not know your names, do not know what family you belonged to, do not know your life story. We may have excavated your house, but do not know it was your home. However, we do know that you lived. We can imagine your stories and we can give thanks for your lives. We remember you, the farmer, who in December, when the early rains have softened the ground, when you lead the oxen out to plow the fields, you loosen the soil without turning the ground cover over. You have worked in the cold from the first light to dusk to grow food for your family. You worry that there will be no late rains. You worry that the wheat and barley on which your family relies will not grow. You fear that locusts will decimate the crop. Laden by the worries for your loved ones, the responsibility for your family, you work hard each day. And yet, when you come tired from the fields, you assemble your children and tell them stories of deliverance. Sing psalms your father taught you, and strain your eyes in the flickering light of an oil lamp to read from the only parchment your family possesses. We remember you, the mother of five children, as you rise early in the morning to grind grain. You move the handstone back and forth in rhythmic motion as you have done most of the days of your life. Your arms, your knees have long been strained by the repeated pressure, your back bent. But you continue to wake early each morning to provide bread for your family. You teach your daughters the many household tasks. You teach your sons the care of animals. And you continue to love and advise all your children as they grow. You tell them of the great wonders the Lord has done, and you teach them in the right ways. We remember you, the head of your household, as you plead once more for the debt repayment to be postponed. You know what refusal will mean: the loss of the land that the Lord has given to your ancestors and which you intend to pass to your sons. But it is not to be. You are evicted. Many of your possessions are confiscated. And so you set out to seek a new existence somewhere, far away from the support of your clan. Will you be able to feed your children? What future will there be for them? Can you still praise your God? And yet, your call for justice is taken up by the prophets, echoes across the centuries, and has inspired many to work for a just world. You should know that, as you load the remaining possessions of your family on the back of an old donkey. We remember you, the grieving mother, as you sit beside the still form of your child and see her life slip away. You cannot do anything against the sickness that is snatching your children, first the baby and then this one. The days of joy are past, and only an unending time of lament seems to stretch before you. Who can comfort you? Who can ever dry your tears? You hear the faint breathing, you feel the hot forehead. You stay even though you know you cannot do anything more for her. You are with your child and try to give her the comfort that no one can give to you. Was it you who spoke the words to God about flooding your bed with tears at night? Or did someone else say the words you could not say? We remember you, the young defender of Judah, as you walk out of the vanquished town and lay your sword at the feet of your enemies. You know you have failed, and you wonder whether your God has deserted you, almost unable to protect you against the great gods of Babylon. You do not know what horrors you will face, whether you will be tortured here in this land or be taken into exile to a place you do not know. If this is God's judgment, why this town? Why you? You do not understand. We remember you, the slave girl who was carried from your home in Israel to the land of the two great rivers. Here you suffer the abuse of your master. You are disconnected from your people, and you know that you will never see your parents, your brothers or sisters again. And yet you continue to hope, you continue to pray that you may return to the land of your birth, that the Lord will hear your cry and the cries of your people. We remember you, the old woman who has lived most of her life in exile. You can hardly remember the glories of the temple in Jerusalem. You were too young when you were marched east with your family. Now you are journeying back to the land of your birth, to the land of promise. The journey is hard, but your feet feel lighter now that they are walking towards freedom. When you arrive in the city, in Jerusalem, you cannot hide your disappointment at the squalor. The new temple you see rise in this ancient city is not even a shadow of the former glory. And yet you believe that God is still at work in Israel, that the Jews are the people that will bring blessing to the whole world, and that God will bring about the full restoration from exile. We remember you, the little child, as you cry for your mother that has been taken away, killed by Syrian soldiers who quelled the uprising in your country. You do not understand about the fight for freedom. You do not know about the struggle to keep your country pure. You cannot fathom the political maneuvers far away or the pursuit of glory by soldiers. You only know that your mother is no longer here with you. You seek comfort and you find little of it. You feel hunger and grasp every bread that you can find, every fruit that you can lay your hands on. At times you remember your mother with tenderness. You imagine how she held you, how she said prayers over you, how she hoped for a better life for you. Sometimes that gives you hope, but sometimes the sorrow brings nothing but muffled sobbing. Maybe it is more because you know that your mother wanted to, that you cling to this life, that you still say the prayers and that you believe that God can make something out of your misery. We remember you, the Roman official, as you listen to the Jewish rabbi and realize that these are the words of life, that you can be part of the people of God, part of this stubborn and yet faithful, this hopeless and yet hopeful people. God's love reaches even you. The blessing of Abraham includes the Gentiles. You begin to trust the rabbi. You should know that millions from countries not even heard of at your time will follow your incipient faith in later times. Yes, we remember you, our ancestors in the faith of whom there is no memory. And we believe that your lives have been gathered up in the love of our God. We believe that your lives counted on this earth. And across the millennia, we want to thank you for your faithfulness.